hello and welcome to episode 38 of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and I'm so glad you've decided to join us for a Friday episode. If you're new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about us. Every Tuesday, I bring you a new episode where I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And then on Fridays is my chance to chat with you about what's been on my heart this week. So sometimes it's favorite things, sometimes it's a parenting matter or an experience that I had. You never really know. Today's a little bit different because I just finished reading a book called Brazen by Leanna Tankersley. And I just wanted to share some of the takeaways I had from that book. It's a very quotable book, so I found myself wanting to underline a lot of great nuggets that I just wanted to ponder upon this week and in the week since I've been reading it. I've had a lot to think about, so I hope some of my takeaways from that book will be an encouragement to you as well. But before we get started on that, I wanted to remind you, if you haven't already done so, if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, you can find me there at JessicaDahlquist3. As always, you can find out more about the podcast, show notes, links and resources and pictures and all sorts of things like that on our website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. And we also have a Facebook group, the Extraordinary Moms Podcast page. So head on over there, join us in all those places, and you can get information about when new episodes come out, as well as quotes from the episodes and more information about our guests and things like that. And thank you so much if you have left a rating or review for the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. It means so much to allow other people to be able to find us. The more ratings we have and reviews we have, especially if it's positive, the more chance that new moms will get to find this show. And I mean, I am going to put this content out no matter how many people listen, and I'm so grateful to all the loyal followers that we have in this community so far. It means so much when I have a new listener email me or reach out on Instagram and say, hey, I just found your show, and you know, this past week's episode really resonated with me. It was exactly what I needed to hear. It just warms my heart. So thank you so much for sharing the show with friends. And if you haven't already done so, please leave a rating or a review on iTunes. And while you're there, make sure you're subscribed so that you never miss an episode either. And if you're a new subscriber, go back over the archives and see if any of the past episodes might really be meaningful to you today. All right, so let's get into it. So this book was recommended. I was doing Mom Talk Mondays, where I put little Instagram videos every Monday with a thought-provoking question, and then people respond, and we kind of get that dialogue going. Some weeks that was really successful, and we had a lot of people talking, and then some weeks kind of fell flat. So for now, I've kind of given that up, but if you want it back, leave a review about that or a comment on Instagram saying, hey, I want those back, and I'll do it for you, but I'm only going to do things that people actually care about, or else it's kind of a waste of my time. But anyways, one of the questions I put out there was, what books are you reading? And that was one that a lot of people responded to. And in some of my favorite things episodes, I've mentioned a lot of different books over the past few months. But one of our listeners, Marissa, recommended this book, Brazen, by Leanna Tankersley. And if you're multitasking right now and can't write it down, don't worry. I'm going to have a link in the show notes so you can go to our website and get that link automatically. And when she recommended this book, and the tagline is The Courage to Find the You That's Been Hiding, it really piqued my interest. And so it is a Christian book. So if you are a person of faith or not, though, I feel like this has a lot of great takeaways, and it really just empowers you to think critically about who you are, what are you capable of, what, you know, is deep inside you that you've kind of been stuffing down because your life's gotten so busy, or you're living fearfully or in an insecure type way. What are you capable of? What have you been created to do and put on this earth to do? And sometimes we live in a state of fear without even realizing it. And that fear can manifest itself in not ever allowing ourselves to pursue our dreams or believe we're capable of really important or amazing or meaningful things in life. We are all put here for a really divine, critical purpose, and no one can do you better than you. And so if you are constantly, you know, comparing yourself to other people or belittling your own abilities, or just conducting your life kind of in a self-deprecating mode. We can all get into that mode sometimes. But the point is that we should be able to live with confidence and intention. And as she says, we are allowed to be brazen that we are capable beings and we are all gifted in different ways. And we should be able to live a confident life and to live without fear that we can do whatever we want to do and be whoever we want to be. Regardless of what it is exactly that you believe, you were created for a purpose. I hope we can all agree upon that. So I just want to read you some quotes that really resonated with me and kind of discuss some of the takeaways. And maybe that'll pique your interest. Maybe you'd like to pick up the book. But anyway, she was talking about how, in a busy, hard season of life, sometimes we wait until that time is over, expect life to get easier before we kind of allow ourselves to be truly happy or truly live according to our purpose or live up to our potential and things like that. But she says, I'm so often waiting for all the hard to dissipate before I believe I can really live. And she says, sometimes for a season, all we can expect from ourselves is to sit on the floor and breathe. And that's plenty. But then, after a week or a month or a year or three, after we've caught our breath, we must do the work of remembering that our issues are not the same as our identity. We must emerge. Let's just sit with that for a sec. Sometimes we are in a really exceptionally hard season, and every day is just trying to get through that day. We've all been there. And I think as moms, think back if you have older kids now, think back to that toddler stage where you're just trying to put one foot in front of the other and get through the night to get through the day to get through the night, and you're just trying to keep going because there are just some seasons that are exhausting and challenging. Or maybe you have teenagers who are really giving you a run for your money and you're just kind of waiting for things to get better. But I think if we're always waiting for things to get better, we're really missing out on the now. And really missing out on the joy that can be found today, even if you are going through something so hard, a sickness, a challenge in your marriage, whatever it is, any type of crisis, a major move, a change in jobs or a lack of employment, all of those things can be super, super hard. But that doesn't mean that during that time your life has to be void of any type of joy or purpose otherwise. And she says that, it's okay to acknowledge that yes, the season is hard, but it's also important to keep putting one foot in front of the other to try to move forward towards that goal of catching our breath and remembering that the circumstances that we're in, that doesn't dictate what our life can be. And that is not our identity. And as long as we can remember who we are in the midst of that trial, you can get way more out of that experience and get through each day with a lot more strength and purpose than you would otherwise. And so I thought that was a really, really valuable quote. And then she goes on to talk about striving versus surrendering. And I know that I've definitely been guilty of this. And, I'm sure a lot of you will be able to identify this when you hear what I mean by this. There are definitely times in your life where you are just spinning your wheels and you are striving and you are going, going, going. And you're trying to be everything for everybody, to be your best self, to be the best mom, to be the best room mom, to fulfill the needs of everybody around you. And you're just doing it at max capacity all the time. And as a result of that, you just are being drained, really. And instead of just surrendering to the idea that you don't have to do everything and be everything to everybody in order to be your best self, you can truly be the best version of yourself and not be doing everything all at the same time for everybody. And sometimes it just takes really getting quiet with yourself and praying to God or a higher power, whatever it is that you believe in, just sitting with your thoughts and sitting with that higher power and saying, God, what do you want for my life? Who do you want me to be? And what do I need to do in order to be more of that, be more of that person. And, you know, as we sit in those thoughts and really surrender to that, that idea, it's amazing how clarifying that can be and how you can truly realize that it's not about all the doing. It's not. It's not about booking your calendar so tightly that you have no free time and no time to breathe. Sometimes it's about doing less so that you can live more. And that is a huge, huge thought. She says, the burden will lift incrementally as I continue coming home. Effort will be met with ease. Instead, my energy is reserved for much more productive matters. And it's so true. If you are not being drained by everything that is not soul-filling and life-giving to you, and if you're pursuing the things that are really the things that you're meant to be doing in this season of your life, I guess I should say that too. It's not about doing all the things all at once. What are you meant to do at this season of your life while your kids are this age, while you are in this job, while you are volunteering in this capacity? What are you meant to do in order to really magnify the gifts you've been given and the purpose that you feel is yours for this life? And when you're doing that, your energy will be used on more productive matters, and you'll be able to see your skills and your talents and your joy magnified because you are doing what you have been called to do. It's a beautiful thing to be able to live in that existence. And not that I'm an expert at this, and not that even people that are great at this will live this out every single day perfectly. But it's something that we should be aware of and something we should be striving to do and recommit to do every day as best we can. And in light of our mental health theme this month, I've been thinking a lot about the idea of hope and how we can have hope in the midst of a really hard time. And when you're struggling with mental health issues, or if that's not your situation, if you're struggling with other health issues or a challenging child or, you know, trouble in your marriage, whatever it is, whatever you're in the midst of, wherever you are that is leaving you feeling like you just cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, I really want this podcast to be a place where you can see how people have gotten through these hard things and come out on the other side. But maybe even more than that, I want you to be able to see that wherever you are today, you can be okay. You can find joy in today. You don't have to wait until tomorrow. You don't have to wait until next week. There are things in your life right now that are okay, even if there's plenty of things that are not. And so she says, the ability to hope comes from the idea that what we believe is the end may be only the beginning. I love that thought, that this trial is not the thing that's going to bring you down and keep you down. This trial, this hard place that you're in, this season, is not permanent. This is the thing that will deliver you to that next space in your life where you can be stronger, where you can be more faithful, where you can share your story and inspire others. You may feel like this is the end for you, but no, what if it is just the beginning of something else that you could have never imagined for your life, but something that will truly help you to actualize what you've been put on this earth to do? I love that message of hope. The author then goes on to talk about how when she was young, she just believed she could do anything and be anything. And she talks about a specific example when she was younger playing volleyball and how she wasn't great when she started, but how as she put in the time and effort, she became really, really good. And as she stepped out on the court, as her team relied upon her, she trusted her competence. And she had worked hard to earn that competence and that confidence. And because she had worked hard at that, she believed that those skills would carry her through. But then she says something interesting. She says, since college, I have become increasingly wary of myself. And I thought twice about that. I thought, how does that apply to my own life? And it's really true. When you're young, you really do believe you can do anything and be anything. And then self-doubt starts to creep in as you get a little bit older. And especially, I think, coming out of college when, you know, you're stepping out on your own a lot of times for the first time. You're trying to land a job. You're trying to be good at your job. You're trying to, you know, actualize your dreams, things like that. That can be really defeating if it doesn't go according to your vision. And a lot of times that's the first time that people are confronted with, you know, is this really going to happen for me? Am I really capable enough and competent to succeed in this way? And so that's when we start to be more wary of ourselves and really insecure about our abilities. And I think motherhood is extremely humbling, and we become wary of our ability to be able to parent well and to teach our children well and to deal with their individual needs and challenges and daily trials and, you know, all of that stuff. It is, you know, a multifaceted job that we have as moms. And so if you are feeling wary of yourself instead of confident in your competency, that's a mouthful, but let me just say it again. As a mom, we need to strive to feel confident in our competency. Did she do everything right on the volleyball court? No, but did that totally, you know, obliterate any bit of confidence she had that, you know, she wasn't a good volleyball player after all? No. So why then, if we, you know, go about our day, and yeah, we don't do everything perfectly all day long as a mom, but why do we shame ourselves to think that we are not entitled to feel competent in our role as a mom? Why do we beat ourselves up so much? Why are we so critical of the little things that don't go wrong when so many things are going right? You know, and so it is our duty to seek out ways to help ourselves feel confident. And in a couple weeks, I'm going to do a whole nother Friday episode on confidence as a mom, because I heard some really great ideas for building up confidence. Because, you know, it's your kids can sense, you know, that you believe in them. But you know what? It's more than just us believing in them. They want to see how we believe in ourselves. They want to see that we are able to pursue our dreams and to really actualize those dreams. If we're telling them, you could be anything, you can do anything, I believe in you, but yet you are modeling self-deprecation, you are modeling insecurity and lack of confidence every day, if that is what they're seeing, they're not going to have very much faith in the words you're telling them if they're seeing something very different in your life. So I really challenge you to own that, to say, you know what? I want to model for my kids the kind of speaking and thinking and action that go along with being courageous and being confident in your ability to do things that are meaningful to you. And when you do that, not only will you raise kids that are more along those lines, but also you will just be happier and you will feel stronger in yourself. And who doesn't want to feel that way? I want to leave you with one final thought, and it's this. We are both complete and we are becoming. We are free to rest and free to run. I love that idea. Think about that. We are both complete and we are becoming. You are enough as you are today, in this moment. You do not need to do or be anything different than you are right now in order to feel like you're enough, because you are. You're enough today. Now, that does not mean that we should stop striving to be better or to do things. We can continue to put one foot in front of the other and seek to be better and seek to learn more and seek to do more and to help others and to grow continually, because that's the purpose of this life, to constantly become the best version of ourselves. But that pursuit of becoming does not need to make you feel smaller in this moment today. Let's all look around and be grateful for what we have and who we are in this moment, because you've already been on a great journey. You have already worked so hard to become who you are today, but the work is not done. And it doesn't mean that we should be overwhelmed and anxious and insecure because we are not at that next level, whatever that level is for you, that's not the point. The point is that we can be content and happy and fulfilled at the moment we're in, even if we feel like maybe we're not where we wanted to be by the time we're 30 or 40, or our life doesn't look like we thought it would. That doesn't mean that you have to continue belittling your life today or feeling down about yourself. I want to tell you today that God loves you so much, so much. And you know what? We have all been given different strengths and different weaknesses, and no one can do you better than you. And you may feel like, darn it, I wish I wasn't so impatient, or oh, if I had only done this differently. You may feel like you've made mistakes in your life, or you may wish that you were more like so-and-so. But you know what? You are not a mistake. And your journey that has brought you to this point is a beautiful one. And it is up to you now what you do with tomorrow and what you want to become. And I promise you that if you live connected to God and you seek out Him in prayer and through the scriptures, and you really sit with Him, or you meditate and you connect with that higher power and you think, who am I? What am I capable of? And who do I want to become? And what does He want me to become? I guarantee a light will shine from within you that is so bright, you will feel more confident and capable than you ever have before, because He is ready to compensate for your weaknesses. He is ready to lift you up when you feel so low. He is ready to enlighten your mind to the things where you are struggling and questioning. He wants to deliver you and to help you to become the very best version of yourself. And I don't know anything more encouraging than the hope that is offered from that. So whether you're a believer or not, sorry that I kind of got off on this tangent, but I'm so passionate about letting other people know that they are not alone in this journey. You have the other people in this community. You have your own friends and family. But like this book, Brazen, tells us, we can have great courage to be who we truly are, because God is for us, and God has designed us, and God has a purpose for our lives. We just need to get in tune with Him, to allow Him to communicate to us what that purpose is, and then we need to live it, and we can enjoy that along the way, because whatever is of Him is so very good. So that's my little sermon, I guess. I wasn't intending for it to become a sermon, but I feel that with my whole heart, and I hope that you know that I'm sincere, and thank you for listening. So that's that. So next week on the show, for episode 39, we have Melanie Burke, and Melanie is a wildly talented graphic designer. She has designed toys and printables, and oh, she's just a jack of all trades. She is so amazing. But what we're going to specifically talk about next week is self-image and body image. And after having three little girls herself, and she's also pregnant with a little boy now, she's going to talk about what she wants to teach her daughters about how she views herself and how she wants them to view themselves and their physical appearance and what beauty is. And she talks about how careful she has become about what she thinks in her mind, as well as what she says in front of her girls and also in private. And she talks about like how much that has transformed her ability to really value herself and find great peace and joy and love for herself in whatever state her body is in. So, I hope you really enjoy that episode. It was really powerful talking with her in that interview, and I know that you're going to get so much. Oh, so she's so wise. You're going to love it. I can't wait for you to hear from Melanie next week. So everyone have an awesome weekend, and I will see you next Tuesday for another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Have a great day.